Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Poultry sectors across most of Europe are in lockdown in a race to stop the spread of bird flu. Scientists are rushing to find new ways to protect flocks from infection. At present, birds can be housed for up to 12 weeks before poultry, meat and eggs must be labelled as barn-raised rather than free-range. But do we need new rules to define free-range products if everything at present is housed? And are we set to see the price of eggs increase given the current restrictions? Well, let's get more on this now. Brendan Guinan is with us, who's a biological agri-farmer based in County Leitrim, and Nigel Sweetnam is chair of the Poultry Committee of the Irish Farmers Association. And Nigel, I'd like to begin with you, because this lockdown is the fourth one in 5 years and we hear more and more about bird flu. Will you define for us the impact that this latest outbreak is having?
Yeah, fortunately, it's confined to Northern Ireland, where the 110,000 lane chickens have either died or been culled because of the spread of the disease. Mm-hmm. Like, people need to realise how virulent this is when it gets into an area. And we in the IFA actually called for the housing order because we believe it's the best way to protect our birds. And on bird welfare, like a sick a healthy bird indoors is a lot better than a sick bird outdoors.
So what's happening then across Europe with this?
If you look at our track record, like, the housing order has worked extremely well for Ireland. We've virtually unscathed by bird flu, and that's probably where the resentment is coming in, because when you look what happened in Hungary, they've lost 6 million birds with this. There's 31 cases in the UK. We'd won the factory farm there where they lost 1.2 million birds. Mm-hmm. So, like, the whole value and the makeup of the Irish poultry industry here, it's basically family farms and supplying direct to Irish consumers.
Okay, and we've escaped it thus far, but we do have this housing order. Now, people do pay a premium for the free-range eggs when they're in the shop or the supermarket, but if all the hens are housed at the moment, Nigel, and there's no free-range activity, should you not be paying less then for the eggs? Because they're not free-range.
I suppose we could turn that argument. During COVID, we all stayed at home, and people worked remotely from home. They didn't take a cut in their wages. The farmers' costs have actually gone up during the lockdown. But it's primarily because we care about our birds and their welfare that we have locked them in. Because 90% of bird flu is transmitted through direct contact with wild birds. Well, and that's what we're trying to get away from here,
yeah,
is contact with wild birds. And the basic household there that has maybe 3 or 4 hens in the backyard, for the welfare of their hens, they are better to avoid the disease, and that they can avoid the disease by keeping the birds indoors.
Bring them in. Well, let's bring Brendan in here now. Brendan, you're in the Irish Independent today, and you say there's no way of replicating what happens outdoors with what happens indoors. And I know on your farm, in normal times, your hens are out and about roaming in the forest near Port Leash. Tell us what the farm is like.
Yes, how are you, Claire? We farm 100% chemical-free through a forest in Port Leash. Now, we direct sell all our produce with 7 different enterprises on the farm, and that really is the essential solution to disease and virus spreading from through your animals.
Mm-hmm.
We can farm 100% chemical-free because we have each enterprise is end host to each other's pathogens. So where the likes of bird flu comes through is in intensive monoculture systems that are just so unnatural to the bird. It's spread. The birds are not as healthy as they would be if they were outside. Like, each outbreak starts in an industrial concentrated animal feed operation. There's been no test positive bird flu tests in free-range outdoor systems because the birds are healthier. They've built up an immunity. Now, I know that sounds like a strange word saying immunity in this, because at the moment the way industry solves this problem is to kill all the birds. even the ones that survive, and they survive because of a natural immunity.
Mm-hmm. But because of this housing order now, you'll have to catch all of your hens and put them in. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, like all the way, my hens are out winter and summer. And even during the snow, we had 8 inches of snow in January, and hens were out through the forest, and they laid just as well as they did before or after the snow. Moving them in now, they're actually laying less. Their mental health has deteriorated. I know it sounds silly, but it's the second you bring extra stress on a bird or an animal or a human, you increase the likelihood of infection.
Mm-hmm.
And like any kind of food production system that demonizes natural wildlife, it's automatically wrong. Wildlife is not the enemy, you know.
Yeah, but on the when it comes to the price of the eggs and the quality of the eggs, then on the Irish market, we can see if your own example there that they're not laying as much. It's going to push prices up in that case, isn't it?
Of course. Well, there's two things. Like Nigel mentioned, that 110,000 birds have been culled in Northern Ireland at the moment. That is the epicentre, because that is where the concentration of monoculture of birds are. For me, we actually work through we have a group of regenerative and organic farmers called Grounded in Soil, where we're actually integrating poultry into existing farms, which reduces the chances of disease and pathogen spread.
Mm-hmm.
If we can reduce our nitrates, because the animals were grazing outside and we don't need as much chemical intervention. And it's the only true solution to this problem. Like, we've had 4 lockdowns in 5 years and we haven't solved the problem. It's just as big as ever.
Can I bring Nigel back in on that? I mean,
yeah.
Is there a point to that even though these lockdowns have happened over the 5 years, the problem hasn't gone away? And Brendan talks about building immunity in the flock. Is there something in that from your point of view?
Yeah, Brendan's really contradicting himself here. Like, these industrial units that did get bird flu, they contacted it from wild birds. I've seen videos of wild birds over the 3,000 gannets dead on a 150 metre stretch of beach in northern Scotland. This is a phenomenal problem. This is actually predominantly a wild bird disease. And the only time we're in threat is when the migration, when wild birds bring this from Eastern Europe and from Asia. They migrate across northern Russia and they bring these diseases to us. And
Brendan, I'll let you in a second. I'll let Nigel finish his point and then bring you back in.
Yeah.
Okay.
The housing order, like, if we have had phenomenal results with the housing order, it has kept us virtually free of avian flu. If we look what happened in the UK, half the turkey flock died in the UK in 2022. As a direct result of bird flu. And by our housing order, we've prevented the disease. It's better than going in, like this keeping of chickens with, in Brendan's case, if you lose your poultry industry, that's fair enough. You have 6 other enterprises to keep going. The big problem here is that we're looking at...
Okay, Nigel, I'm going to let Brendan respond to that. Brendan, go ahead there. You wanted to come in on the fact that he says it's a wild bird disease. That's how it's being spread.
H5N1 was first detected in wild birds in 1996, in China. It's endemic in the wild bird population, but you don't see tens of thousands of birds just dead everywhere. The healthy birds live, the sick birds die. The problem, what this has actually shown is, or the industrial model, most of the birds die when they get it because they're not actually, they've no immunity, they're not healthy. They're not, like, being stuck indoors in a heated house with dust and smell and standing in their own feces. It is not fair on the birds, and mm-hmm. it shows with their health.
Okay, listen, so, I'm going to have to leave it there, but I want to thank you both for being with us. Nigel Sweetman from the IFA and biological agri-farmer Brendan Guinan. Thank you both for being with us. Next up, the winners and the losers from last night's Oscars.
51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.